Hey everybody, your favorite twins are back with another episode of 90 Day Fiancé. Wait, what happened? I'm Kiara.
And I'm Kiana.
This week we're going to be talking about season 5, episode 5 of 90 Day Fiancé, Before the 90 Days. Let's just get right into it. We're going to start with Memphis and Hamza. So this episode starts with Memphis and Hamza in Memphis's room after they had just gotten caught by Hamza's mom for him staying in the room overnight. That was a lot to say. And Memphis says that, oh, Hamza snuck into my room last night and basically that she wasn't going to kick him out. Girl, did you think he really gave him a choice? She literally said to him on the last episode that if he didn't come into her room and have sexy time, then how are they going to get married? And now she's talking about, oh yeah, he snuck into my room. Like, it was his idea. Girl, that was your idea.
Yeah, but she knew she didn't want to get in trouble by his mom, though.
Right. Then she asked, like, do you think that your mom's mad? Really? How about you answer that, Memphis?
Right. Man, his mom's face was like she was gonna kill somebody.
Girl, I'm saying. So then we see Hamza go into the kitchen and talk to his mom, I guess to kind of like fill her out to see where her mind is at. And Hamza's mom knows. It is so funny, like, seeing people even from different cultures. Like, you know, when a man and a woman are in a room together, one thing happens, and Hamza's gonna sit there and lie to his damn mom.
The funny thing is, no matter how many times he said nothing happened, she was like, Hamza, come on now.
Right. This is a grown-ass lady. She is not gonna fall for your bull. Shit.
What was that pause?
Oh, nothing. Anyway, so they end up going out for the day and they finally have the conversation about the sexy time, which Memphis was not happy about. Oh my gosh, Kiana, you know what I was thinking when she was telling him about the sexy time?
What's that?
Where the fuck is Adam the translator? He needs to be here because
I feel like he was not totally grasping what she was trying to say. Well, part of me was like, okay, he does know what she's trying to say, but he's going to act like he doesn't. But then the other part of me was like, okay, I think he really doesn't, like, understand necessarily, like, what she's trying to say.
Girl, he did not understand at all. That's why he was saying, like, I sexy. I so sexy.
Yeah. I'm like, really, Hamza? Girl. Apparently, it was, you know, a little bit too much for Memphis. So I applaud her for trying to tell him that up front.
Right. That was very noble.
Yeah.
I was still kind of like, okay. So anyway, he finally understands what she was saying to him because the freaking producers asked him in Arabic. And Kiana, his response was that he couldn't help it because she's so sexy.
I know. That was cute.
It was so cute. And he was like so unapologetic about it. He was like, she's so sexy. I mean, I just can't help it. It is what it is.
Right. Yeah.
It was
that
so
was
cute.
That was a nice save. Cause then it's like, well, you can't be mad at that.
Right. So later on in the episode, they're still talking about how Hamza was, you know, pretty quick in bed. And Hamza is a little liar, I think, because when she asked him how many people he had been with, why did he say 4 other women and she makes 5? And then all of a sudden he says it's only been her and that she is his soul?
No.
What is that about?
That's not what he said.
It's not?
No. She said, how many women were you with before me, other than me? He said 4 others and you make 5. And then she asked him how many in his mom's house. And he said, only you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was about to say, now Hamza, we done seen you lie to your mom. Now you're gonna fucking lie right now to Memphis. Yeah. But okay.
Yeah, he said she's the only one in his mom's house.
Gotcha. So then we end up going back to Hamza's house. And why the hell do they start showing? Well, actually, we don't even see Memphis at first, but we hear her fucking moaning and groaning while cutting up the food.
Now, that was definitely for dramatic effect because I'm like, really?
I'm just saying, poor Hamza's mom is probably having flashbacks of what she was hearing the night before through the walls.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
She was probably like, what is wrong with this girl? Why is she moaning and groaning in my kitchen?
Yeah.
The heck?
That was a lot.
Anyway, they sit down to eat. And Hamza's mom has these concerns about how, you know, Memphis has been married twice, or so she thinks.
Right.
And she's scared that Memphis will leave Hamza. And Memphis asked the question, she doesn't know why Hamza's mom thinks that she was married twice. And then she goes on to say, oh, I wonder if it's because I have two kids by two different fathers. Could that possibly be it, Memphis?
Right. But I don't know why she thought she was married to those two, unless Hamza told her that, because as we all know, you don't have to be married to somebody to have a baby with them.
I mean, we know that here in the U.S., but different countries with different cultures, maybe that is the assumption, like, that's not a normal thing, you know?
Right.
That's what I was thinking. And that's what I kind of thought Memphis was thinking as well, because seems like she already knew. Mm-hmm. Memphis then mentions that she feels like Hamza's mom is being unfair, talking about, you know, how she had gotten divorced at one point and all this other kind of stuff, because she herself had gotten divorced. And basically, she was calling Hamza's mom a hypocrite, which I was kind of annoyed with, because according to Hamza, his dad left her for another woman. I mean, what was she supposed to do? Right. Stay married to a man who didn't want to be married to her?
I think this all comes down to translation, because it didn't seem like Hamza's mom was really judging her about being married twice. She was just saying, hey, I want to know why she's been divorced twice. And it didn't seem like she was necessarily judging her, but I think that's how Memphis was taking it. So I think that just all comes down to like how she was interpreting, you know, what the mom was saying.
Right, I agree. I think that Memphis was being very defensive, but it wasn't a situation that she had to be defensive.
Right.
Hamza's mom was just wanting to make sure that at the end of the day, Hamza would be okay. Mm-hmm. Which I think is a valid concern. Also, I did want to shout out to Hamza's mom because, you know, being an Arabic woman, it's probably not easy to get a divorce, especially when you have kids and stuff. So shout out to her for being a very brave woman and doing what she had to do.
Period.
Okay, we're going to move on now to Alina and Caleb.
You mean Alina and Caleb? Because Alina... Girl. If she can say Caleb,
she knows it's Caleb.
I know. I think she just likes to call him Caleb.
That's why she told her friend, you can call him Hey You. He doesn't care.
Right. Right.
Okay. When we first left off from them, they were kissing, oh, so passionate. We thought that Alina was about to finally get what she's been waiting for. Mm-hmm. And that was some good loving from Caleb. This episode tells us that that actually did not happen.
Right.
They get up in the morning and he's talking about how proud he is of the fact that he could just kiss Alina. And I just kind of felt like, boy, I wouldn't go around just kissing anybody. But also, this is somebody that you're supposed to be in a relationship ? With. You're like, oh my gosh, we just kissed. I'm so proud.
Mm-hmm.
it's kind of giving the vibes of you didn't think that you would be able to kiss her. And so you're glad that you were able to.
Yes. I was getting the vibes that maybe Caleb...
Pause. Are you going to call him Caleb the whole time?
Yeah. That's what Alina calls him.
Okay.
So I was getting the vibes that Caleb like really wanted to be intimate with her. But I think he got in his own head and then he was like, oh, shit. Like, what is this? Like, what's happening? Because it's something different that he never experienced before. And I know this is a little bit later in the episode, but I'm not going to lie. When they were finally about to have sexy time and Alina was like, is this weird for you? I'm like, Alina, shut the hell up. Like, you're about to ruin the mood. Like, girl, why are you saying that?
I'm sure that on Caleb's end, the mood was already kind of iffy.
Thank you.
That's why Alina said that, though. You cannot try to hide the real vibes. But
no,
I want to talk about that a little bit later, okay?
Okay.
So when Caleb is telling Alina all about how there was so much built up energy, oh my gosh, that kiss was so amazing. I've been waiting for that for so long. He is so full of shit. I'm telling you. I was like, okay, you're taking this to a whole nother level. Please just stop.
Okay, I kind of agree, but I kind of disagree because I think his vibe is like he's all about feeling things and energy and all this. And he's like very intentional. So I feel like Caleb was really feeling like that about the kiss. Like he's feeling like now I feel a connection. I felt a spark. I felt something. So now maybe we could go to the next level. But I think Caleb is really trying to take it in steps. I feel like in his mind, he can't like jump all the way in. So he has to do like, okay, kiss. Okay, the kiss was good. Now maybe we can take it a step further, step further, step further. Like that. That's what I think.
I agree. But also, you only have, what, 2 or 3 weeks here? How slow can you take it? I mean, when is the next time that you're going to be coming to Turkey? This is probably the last time in a very long time that you guys would see each other, you know? Or I guess not last time, but the only time. You need to be taking advantage of every situation that you can. We don't have time to take it slow. We've been knowing each other for 13 years. That's slow enough.
Hell no. First of all, we've been talking on the computer for 13 years. I don't know you from a can of paint.
Look, all I'm saying is that Alina obviously don't care about all that. Alina is on my side.
I'm just saying, I think Alina is like, okay, yeah, let's do it, let's do it. But they don't know each other.
All that is so true, but at the same time, what did you think was going to happen when you got over here? It's so hard for me to believe that they didn't have any kind of conversations, especially not any sexy time conversations. I'm sure he knew that Alina was a little horn dog.
Yeah.
He should have known that. And so he should have been expecting it.
I think he did know that. But that just comes back to, I think he knew about her, but he didn't realize.
Right.
He did not realize.
Let's go to when Caleb decides that he's going to take Alina to the gym. What was your first thought? That was mine too. That was exactly my thought too.
I'm like, really, Caleb? What the hell makes you think she wants to work out? I don't know.
I think that this is what we were talking about last week, where he's just trying so hard to make her not feel like she's being treated differently because of her condition, that he's just making himself look like a butthole. So they go to the gym. And one thing that really stuck out to me was he was carrying her. And Alina herself said that he was carrying her really weird.
Yeah.
And that just made me feel like, what are the other situations that he's putting her in that he's making her feel a certain way, and she just doesn't feel comfortable saying it to him.
Like what?
Like when they met up with Elijah last week, and Elijah is asking the hard questions and letting Caleb know these are the things that you're gonna have to do for her. And it kind of seems to me that Alina just goes on with whatever Caleb wants, even though she may not agree with it. Because why the hell do you have her ass in the gym? And then he put her on the treadmill.
Okay. That's when I was like, okay, really, Caleb? Why are you putting her on the treadmill? She can barely walk. And he's talking about, okay, now we're going to go for a light run or a light jog or whatever the hell he said.
Girl, I was like, really? Please.
I think,
spare my good sis. She don't want to go running. She don't want to go on no damn treadmill. She don't want to lift no weights.
Right.
Anyway, they end up going to meet one of her friends at her friend's house for dinner. Mm-hmm. And the friend, she starts talking about their future plans. Where are you guys going to live? What are you guys going to do relationship-wise? How's this thing going to work out? Caleb kind of got a little bit defensive and said that that was a conversation for him and Alina to have, not
right.
him, Alina, and the friend, which I'm inclined to agree with. But Caleb, y'all aren't having that conversation. So kudos to the fucking friend for bringing it up. Now you guys will have the conversation just because the friend brought it up. Other than that, he was not worried about having that conversation.
I'm sorry, I'm team Caleb. Okay, I agree with Caleb because...
You're team Caleb just on this situation, right?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah, only because, see, this is where things get a little shaky. And this is not just for them. This is for like every couple. The friends and the family think that they always have a say in things. You don't have a say in this. So me and Alina will talk about our future together, minus you, when the time is right. And this is not the right time. But I do think that they maybe were going to have that conversation. But we have to look at it like this. We don't know how many days are in between like these episodes. That could have been like the second or third day he was there. We're not having this conversation yet because we haven't even had sexy time yet.
The time that they spend together in person is going to be the exact reason why they stay together or why they go their separate ways. So this is the time to figure it out.
Right.
Well, when they get back to the hotel, oh my gosh. The most awkward thing.
Disgusting.
And look, let me just say, it's not necessarily because of the size difference. It was the noise for me. It was that kissing, smacking lip noise. Oh my gosh. I was like, cameraman, when are you going to leave? When do you think enough is enough?
Okay, that's what I was thinking too. So this is my face. Like literally the whole time, I cannot. It was disgusting. And like you said, I'm like, okay, when's the cameraman going to leave? The cameraman was in there for so long.
So long.
That I thought they weren't going to do it. I thought that, you know, they were going to get interrupted somehow. Because usually the camera people leave like, when they turn off the lights and close the door and all that, the camera will leave. So I thought that they weren't going to do it because the cameraman was just in there the whole time.
I actually thought it was pretty funny. I was like, that damn cameraman probably thought that they weren't going to do anything like usual. Like they haven't the past couple of nights. So he was like, I'll just stay. Ooh. It was gross.
And they were letting him. They weren't like, okay, y'all gotta go or nothing.
I kind of felt at like one point Alina had mentioned, can you turn off the lights?
Yeah.
And Caleb didn't really back her up in the way that he should have backed her up.
What?
In order to get the cameraman out. No. I think it was when she asked, was it weird? And what was his response to that?
He said it's different or something.
Yeah, he said it's different. That was his cue to be like, yeah, so many people in here or some shit. I mean, I know they're supposed to pretend like the camera's not there, but that was his time to save the moment.
I mean,
because maybe she was saying that because, like, all right, production, y'all can roll out.
Right. I think she would. I don't think she's trying to sabotage the mood, but I think it's just because she's like so self-conscious that she just was going to sabotage the mood.
Possibly. Or maybe Caleb was being freaking weird and you know how that goes. Actually, remember last week when you said that you think he's going to go home and be like, oh yeah, nothing, it didn't work out. I definitely am at the point where I'm like, okay, yeah. I definitely agree with
you. Hell yeah.
He's going to go home and not want to be with her, period.
Hell
which,
yeah.
Which sucks, because it kind of seems like at this point he's leading her on, but we'll see.
I feel like, well, he's there now, so he kind of has to, you know. I mean, yeah, to hurt her feelings, but...
And then it'll be easy for him to spring it on her, because he won't have to see her.
Exactly.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to... Gino and Jasmine. This week's episode kind of started off a little bit weird. And actually, it was weird in a good way, because Gino said that he had started to notice some red flags about Jasmine. One thing I will say to Gino right now, run! Run as fast as you can! Look,
really?
Yes. All I'm saying is, in the beginning, those red flags look a little orange, you know, maybe a little bit yellow. You know, they're still flags, but they may not exactly be red.
Right.
And so maybe he's trying to see the potential in her, see what else there is. You know, maybe this is just a fluke. No, Gino, no. When you see those red flags, you... run.
You got to.
Those are going to be the exact reasons why you guys don't last in the long run. You know, it's because of the red flags that you see in the beginning. Run.
Yep. Yep. Well, maybe he didn't get the full extent of it before he got there, because he was already saying before, like, oh, she's a little bit jealous. She's a little bit, like, controlling. I think he was saying all that before, right? But maybe he didn't see, like, the full extent of it.
Right. He did say that before, but it seems like since we've been there, maybe there's stuff that we haven't seen.
Yeah, that's maybe, what it seems like.
Yeah, maybe that's why he's saying that he noticed some red flags. So they go shopping because they're going out to eat later on that evening with one of her good friends who happens to be a guy named Leo. And see, I was with Jasmine last week, you know, about the whole ex situation and the decorations and whatever in the apartment and why are you still friends with her? But okay, look, Jasmine, we gotta be fair now. How's it fair for you to have male friends and then when Gino even looks at another woman, you have a fit? Yep. Come on now. We gotta be fair.
I think she's crazy.
Period. They go shopping, right? Because Gino is always wearing these gym shorts with these really weird sandals. I'm not going to lie. I was actually on Jasmine's side with him needing some new clothes. You are not about to be going anywhere with me. And I'm all dressed up. I got on a cute ass outfit. You got on freaking basketball shorts. And some sandals? Are you kidding me?
Gino definitely dresses appropriate for his age in the States. Like, that's how guys his age in the States dress. Maybe in Panama, not so much. But you know what? I like Gino because he doesn't really care about, like, yeah, I'm going to wear my basketball shorts every single day, no matter where we go, and these sandals. He's like, I only brought these clothes because I knew it was going to be hot here or something like that.
I mean, come on, Gino. You, anytime that you go on a trip, you need to bring, of course, some chill clothes like what he usually wears, basketball shorts, sandals, whatever. But you also need to bring at least a few outfits to wear when you go out. Come on.
Yeah.
Even guys in the States that wear stuff like that for the majority of the time will at least have clothes for when they do go out occasionally. So that they're
or
not...
they should.
They
or
should.
They should.
Wink, wink. So they end up going shopping, and Jasmine is handing him all of these clothes, pants, shirts, whatever you name it. Why in the world at this point is Gino not, number one, adding up the price tags on these, mm-hmm. and number two, telling Jasmine, look, I don't have that much money, so I'm only gonna just get one outfit.
Right.
Come on.
Like, I'll get one outfit for tonight, but I'm not buying all these clothes. Plus, he has to travel back with all this extra stuff. Hell no.
I have a question for you, though. So, when they get to the register, right, and all this stuff equals up to $500, and Gino's like, oh, I can't pay it. Obviously, that's embarrassing. Would you rather be embarrassed in front of your significant other and just telling her as she's handing you all these clothes, look, I can't afford all this? Or would you rather be embarrassed in front of this damn store clerk when you're like, oh, I can't buy all these. Sorry. Can you put them back for me?
Well, guess what? I'm not embarrassed because she can't understand what I'm saying. And that's why he told Jasmine to tell the lady. And Jasmine's like, what am I supposed to say? And he's like, I don't know. Shit. I don't know. Tell her whatever you want. And that's why Jasmine said, oh, he forgot his wallet. That was a good save. Because now it doesn't necessarily look like you're broke. So it's not as embarrassing. It's just like, damn, I forgot my wallet at the hotel. So we'll have to come back.
Y'all, I'm rolling my eyes so hard right now. I have another question for you, Kiana. Do you think that Jasmine is kind of using Gino to kind of show off with as her rich, quote unquote, American boyfriend who can do all these things for her and buy all these clothes, $500 worth of clothes? Do you think that she's using him for that? Not only for that, but also for that.
No, I don't think that she's using him for that or also for that. I don't think that she is because I feel like she actually does love him. She does care for him. I think she sees what he has done for other people in the past. So she's thinking that he will do that same thing for her, which he probably could if he was working, but he's not working because of the pandemic. So I think she needs to be a little bit more reasonable, but I don't think that she's using him. I think she really does like him and like she wants to be with him and stuff.
See, the reason why I asked that is because, you know, they're going to meet her friend Leo, right, for dinner. And she talks about how she wanted him to be all dressed up or whatever because she had basically said that she had been talking him up to her friends. Mm-hmm. And she didn't want them to meet him in his T-shirt, shorts, and sandals.
See, I think that's only because you don't want to introduce your man to your friends and they're dressed raggedy and you're dressed all cute. Like you were saying earlier, like you're looking raggedy and everybody else like has on nice clothes. Like we're going to a restaurant or we're going wherever. Everybody is dressed for the occasion and you're wearing a T-shirt and basketball shorts. It's like there's a time and a place for every outfit.
Right.
And that's not it. And I don't think she cares necessarily how he dresses like on a regular. But like you were saying earlier, I think when you're going somewhere, you need to be dressed for the occasion. Like even if it's not a fancy restaurant or whatever.
Right.
Just be dressed for the occasion. Like you're going to dinner. So are you really going to wear that to dinner?
Right. And then, like we said before, he ended up not buying anything, which I was like, Gino, really? You don't have any money to buy one freaking outfit?
Look, round of applause for Gino. I appreciate Gino doing that. I give it to Gino because he stood up to her. I thought he would be scared to stand up to her because he be kind of acting scared of Jasmine a little bit.
I'll say he kind of stood up to her.
Yeah.
He didn't really stand up to her. He just didn't let her pressure him into doing something that he didn't feel comfortable doing.
Right.
But he didn't stand up to her.
No, he stood up to her. He said, I'm not getting it. And he didn't get anything. He didn't even get one shirt or one pair of pants. Like, he didn't get anything. I think he stood up to her. And that's what I was like, okay, Gino. Because I feel like we haven't really seen her being so materialistic. Like, how he keeps saying, like, right. I feel like she's being materialistic and stuff. I feel like we haven't seen really that much of that. But if he has, I'm glad that he stood up to her and was like, no, I'm not getting it. But she also said, like, you always spend so much money on me.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to spend money on yourself. So that's why I'm like, I'm not getting those materialistic vibes. This is for you. I'm not wearing any of these clothes.
Right. I'm still kind of thinking she's doing it for herself, though, as far as she wants him to look a certain way for her.
Yeah.
So they go to meet Leo and they're taking an Uber or something. Can I just point out something that really doesn't have anything to do with the relationship, but just I thought it was really funny. They're in the Uber and Gino asks Jasmine if they're going to meet Leo at the restaurant. Did you see Jasmine's face? She's like, yeah, you fucking idiot. I was like, Jasmine is me in that aspect. Please do not ask me any dumb questions. Please do not ask me any questions that you already know the answer to. People will say there's no such thing as a dumb question. Yes, there is.
See, but they always be doing that. Like, oh, who's my pretty girl? He's probably like, oh, are we going to the restaurant to meet Leo? Like, they always be doing that. Like, so, I don't know.
When they went to meet Leo at the restaurant, apparently there's this secret. She is on birth control. When Gino doesn't know that she's on birth control and he's planning on having a family. These are his words. What do you think about the fact that she hasn't told him that she's on birth control?
I think it's really messed up.
So messed
up. I like Gino. And I feel like he's like really nice person. Like even Leo said, like he seems very honorable or trustworthy or whatever the hell he said. I agree. And I think like you just don't treat people that way. She may not be doing anything to hurt him like physically, but it's gonna hurt him when he finds out. And not only that, Gino cannot do anything. He can't even hardly leave a tip for the waitress at the restaurant without her going off.
Right.
And you're holding this big ass secret that you're on birth control and you know that I want to have a baby.
Right.
I mean, seriously, if you're gonna be mad at me for every little thing, that means you can't be up to nothing.
Stuff like that makes me feel like these people don't really love each other. That is a huge secret to hide from somebody that you know wants to have kids.
Yeah.
Especially y'all been having unprotected sex. She's talking about how he's been ready to name the damn babies and all that shit. You don't even feel bad about it. She's talking about it in front of him. Granted, he doesn't understand, but...
Right.
Still. And her fucking friend is feeding into it. Well, you're not really lying to him. You're just not telling him the whole truth. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, because if the tables were turned, it would not be as simple as that.
Right. So then Gino asked Leo if there's ever been a time that he's seen Jasmine blow up. And it's weird that he asked that. That's kind of like a really weird question to ask your significant other's friend, I think. But he asked that. And Jasmine tells a story about when she was at the hair salon and she got her hair burned and she was grabbing the girl, trying to kill her, whatever. Gino mentions now that He's concerned. Here's the thing. Not only should he be concerned about her blowing up. I mean, it's your hair. It's important. I don't think that you getting mad is a huge deal. But here's the red flag that I see, right? Why is Jasmine laughing and kind of bragging about the fact that she was trying to kill this girl? Oh, I'm so crazy. It's so funny.
Yeah.
What the heck? Jasmine, you are too old to be thinking that being crazy is cute in a relationship.
Jasmine is crazy. I don't even think she thinks it's cute. I think she is just crazy. Honestly, I feel like, okay, so now we have Jasmine laughing. And also, I don't think it's weird that he asked about her popping off randomly, because that's a valid question. And I think he has seen her act kind of like she has temper issues. So I think that was a valid question to ask, like, hey, have you seen her popping off and acting crazy? Because I think he has seen her, and we've also seen a little bit. We've probably only seen a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has seen her popping off. So now all of a sudden he's like, okay, let me ask her friend, like, is this something that she does? Is she just doing this with me because she's jealous? So I think that was a valid question. And as far as her laughing and carrying on and all that, like, yeah, I almost choked her to death because she burned me.
Right.
Like, first of all, that's how you reacted over an accident, because I'm sure the girl didn't burn her on purpose. So I can only imagine what you would do if you even think that I did something to you on purpose.
That is so true. And that's why I say, I understand you being mad that you just got your hair burned, but grabbing the girl and wanting to kill her, that's kind of weird.
It's a lot. Actually, I think you're right. Maybe Gino should run. I like them two together, because I think they complement each other well with their big open mouth laugh thing that they be doing. But I think they complement each other well with that, because they're both like opening their mouths really wide and like just whatever that is. And I think that they do love each other, but I think she's just a little bit too much. I think she may be a little bit too much for Gino to handle. And I don't think that he should have to, like, deal with all that jealousy and controlling shit she be doing.
I agree. But I want to move on to something that actually made me be on Jasmine's side. And that is when the next morning they wake up and it's Christmas Day. And Jasmine is so excited. She gives Gino these gifts that she got him, which she actually got him some pretty thoughtful gifts. And she even made the comment that she's not really a fan of store-bought gifts. You know, she wants gifts that are kind of from the heart. So she got him these kind of cute-ish gifts, whatever. And then she says, where's my gift? And Gino says that the toothbrush that he gave her when he first got there was her gift. Really?
Yeah.
First of all, I just want to say that Gino, we all know that that toothbrush was not her gift. You're now saying that that was her Christmas gift because you didn't get her anything else. But we know.
Yes. Yes. And I was trying to be on Gino's side because I'm like, okay, Gino's making some valid points. I like him. He's a nice person, like whatever. But Gino, just say that you didn't get me anything for Christmas. Don't try to play me stupid.
Please.
Oh, I already gave you your Christmas gift. That toothbrush was your Christmas gift. Please stop. Please just don't do that. Just say, like, I don't know if he forgot. Maybe he didn't realize that they were going to be exchanging gifts.
That's what I said. And then his excuse is that he's been out of work for a while, so he doesn't really have the money to get gifts. And a part of me is just thinking, well, maybe that should have been a discussion that you guys had before you got there, because you know that you were going to be there for Christmas.
Right.
So it's not possible at all, Gino, that you could have just had that conversation to let her know, look, I'm not going to be able to get you anything.
Okay, so a part of me was feeling like she knew that he did not have no gift for her because
First of all, do you see any gifts around this room? Second of all,
girl, he could have been hiding it.
No, the way that she was like, okay, now your turn to give me my gift. Like, now me. I feel like she knew he didn't get her anything. But that's beside the point. I just feel like after he tried to say the toothbrush was the gift, it then kind of seemed like he was like, well, you know that I don't have very much money to spend on extra stuff because I've been out of work for 7 months. It kind of made it seem like his trip out there was like not necessarily her gift, but like, I've spent money to come out here. I'm paying for this hotel. I've been paying for food and all this other stuff. So to me, it kind of seemed like he was like, I'm not spending any extra money, but I think he should have told her that. Like, right. Hey, I'm coming out there. I don't have any money. It's Christmas. Yes, I know, but I don't have any money to get you a gift.
That's the one. He should have told her.
He should have just told
her. And honestly, though, if you have so much money that you can go to a whole different country and provide stuff for two people while you're there, a part of me thinks that you could put a little bit of something aside also for a Christmas gift. Because it doesn't have to be big. What she got him wasn't big. It was just thoughtful.
Yeah, he definitely should have just told her, like, beforehand. But this is why I say, like, to me, it seems like sometimes guys don't be thinking because he should have.
Wait, it shouldn't be seems like they don't be thinking. They just don't be.
Yeah.
Take out the seems.
Yeah. Because he should have just been like, okay, I know I'm going to be there Christmas, but I'm spending a lot of money on plane tickets, all that. So let me just let her know beforehand that I won't be able to get her a gift. That's what I think.
Okay. So you ready to move on to our next couple?
Yep.
Let's go to Mike and Jimena. Can I just start off by saying that every time I see Mike, I just feel bad for him.
Definitely the beginning of this episode, I was feeling bad. But towards the end, it got better.
Yeah, it never got better for me. They had sex the night before, and he says that Jimena is the best he's ever had with a woman. Mm-hmm. And that made me think of one of two things. Number one, has he been with a man? Not that it matters, I'm just wondering.
But is that what he said, though?
He said that she's the best woman that he's been with.
I thought he said that was, like, one of the best times of his life.
With a woman. That's what he said. I wrote down the quote-ish.
Oh.
Oh.
Not that it matters. I'm just curious.
Right.
And then, didn't we already talk about how she's the only woman? Or at least in a long time that he's been with?
Yeah. I don't know if she's the only, but definitely the first in a long time.
Well, according to Jimena, it wasn't that good. She said it was pretty normal. And it's funny because Mike didn't really understand her because obviously he doesn't speak Spanish. And I was like, damn, hopefully the producer lied to Mike. You know, didn't tell him what Jimena really said. Yeah. He had no clue what she said. I was like, well, hopefully she lied.
The good thing about it was that she didn't say it was bad.
Right. That's true.
She did say it was bad, like how Memphis was doing Hamza. Like, first of all, you're not about to do me like that on TV.
Okay.
So the good thing is that she didn't say it was bad. She just said it was normal. Yeah. I'll take normal.
Over bad.
I'll take normal over bad.
Right. Especially when that man paying your bills. You better take whatever you can get. I'm just saying.
Okay.
So the next thing that they do for the day is they go to one of Jimena's favorite places. And it's funny because Mike says, oh, Jimena's taking me to her favorite place today, which is like the hot springs or whatever. It's funny, though, because is Jimena taking you or are you taking Jimena? Because you're the one that's paying for all this shit, right?
Oh, he had to pay for it?
I'm assuming he paid for it. I could be totally wrong.
Because she took her whole damn family, so she better be paying for it.
That's what I'm saying. But being realistic, I think Mike probably paid for it. Speaking of bringing the whole family, they are in the hot springs. And why? Oh my gosh. Why are they all over each other in the damn hot springs with her family right there? Her dad, her mom, her kids. And they're kissing like they're in their own private room or some shit.
Yeah, because we're both married, and I know damn well I wouldn't be doing that in front of Padre or mother.
Okay, and that's facts. I'm like, see, her family probably already knows how she is, and I don't mean any disrespect by that, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They probably already have their idea of how she gets down, because ain't no way. There is absolutely no way.
Yeah, not in front of the parents, please.
So, a little bit later on, they start having the conversation that Jimena was having with her sister about finally coming clean to Mike about the fact that she can't have kids. And we're not talking about...
Wait, pause. Can we please just talk about when her sister said it? Like, when her sister was like, does he know that you can't have kids? Jimena's face was like, bitch, I didn't want you to fucking say that in front of the camera yet. Right. Or something like that. Jimena was like, she didn't even say anything. She just shook her head like, I really didn't want you to say anything.
Right. Thanks for bringing it up, sis.
Right. Like, I didn't want the cameras or microphones to pick that up just yet. But now that you've already said something, thanks.
Right.
I was definitely getting those vibes.
Definitely. Most definitely. And that just goes to show you the kind of person that Jimena is. And I think that we've already kind of seen it, but I just feel like we're seeing it even more now. Well, they get to the point where she's finally telling Mike about not being able to have kids. And like, when we say not being able to have kids, obviously not talking about just birth control. We're talking about cannot. She says she got a tubal, and here's the thing. I know a little bit about tubals. I know that you can get them like tied, you can get them burned. And
first of all,
maybe even
some. I didn't know you could get your tubes burned out. Who the hell is getting their tubes burned?
Well, I don't think they're getting burned out. They're just getting kind of cauterized, I think.
Huh?
To where the egg can't, like, to where nothing can get through it.
Oh, hell no.
So that's even worse than just tying them to me, because I think, you know, because there are reversals, but I don't know if there's a reversal of burning. Maybe there's a reversal if you get them tied, but I'm thinking no reversal to getting them burned.
Yeah, that's like a little bit extreme.
Girl, obviously, she knows that Mike is going to be upset over this, though, because he wants to have kids. This is a conversation that they have actively had about them having kids together.
Well, same thing for Jasmine and Gino.
I mean, at least Jasmine's is able to be reversed. She can just get off the pills and call it a day. Jimena really cannot have kids. Maybe there's something, I don't know, but it seems like once they get burned, I don't know, what can they do?
Well, the good thing is that Mike was pretty understanding, and he was like, well, it's the 21st century. There's other options that we can explore. So right. I liked that, because Mike is a good person, and I think I like that, because he didn't even get mad, really.
Right, and that's actually not the response that I was thinking that he would have. I was thinking he was going to be more angry, but he was really only upset that she had kept the secret from him. You know, during the whole conversation, he's like, you know, that whole 21st century conversation, and he says, maybe there's other things that we can do. And she brings up, well, what if I can't still? And then she started making all these excuses on why she got the tubal in the first place and all that kind of stuff. I just want to say, honestly, I just felt like Jimena was making excuses. Obviously, you know, as a woman, even though we don't have kids, we know how painful and traumatizing and the things that come with childbirth.
Right. But why do you think she's making excuses?
I felt like it would be way more believable if she would have told him from the jump. You're 24. You've had 2 kids already. Maybe you really just point blank period didn't want any more kids. Just fucking say that.
Oh, no, yeah. I have to disagree. I have to disagree. I think it was probably really traumatic because she said after her second baby, it was really traumatic. And like, that was something that she never wanted to do again. And that's why she got it done. She probably didn't realize that later on down the line, she may or may not want to have kids since she's so young. I think she was probably like, damn, that was traumatic as fuck. And I'm not having any more kids, like, and she just got it done. I don't think she's making excuses, though. I think that's why she wasn't really getting into the conversations about having all those kids. And I think the only reason why she didn't tell him is because she knew that he really wanted kids. And I feel like sometimes it's just not the right time. So I feel like she just couldn't find the right time. So she didn't want to, like, get into all these details because... Right.
Well, all I'm saying is, at that point, if I was Mike, I probably would have just left. Because this girl got too much going on. And she's young. You know, she's, what, 24? He's in his 30s. I think he's at least 10 years older than her. It just seems like she just has a lot going on. I would have been like, you know what? I'm out. Yeah. Okay. Are you ready to move on to our last couple of the night?
Yep.
Let's move on to Ella. And Johnny. I want to just start off by saying that Johnny's kid is so cute.
He's very cute.
They showed him and Johnny in the beginning. And they're out. I don't know if they were fishing or just playing in the water or what. But he was so adorable. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they were fishing because he said he wanted to get some fish for his turtle.
Oh, how cute.
Not for the fish. Well.
It's so funny, though, because his kid is so young. You forget that Johnny is only 35. I'm sorry. He looks way older.
Oh, I say, damn. Johnny looks old.
Johnny looks way older. But anywho, the kid is adorable.
I was about to say something, but I don't think I should.
No, so then I'm don't. Not going to. Then don't. I don't know what you're going to say. So... I just want to say how it's crazy to me that Johnny is willing to leave his son, who he barely sees anyway, to come to America to be with Ella. I know, like, on the last episode, he was talking about trying to figure out if it was worth it to leave his son, or not necessarily to leave his son, but if it was worth it to go after love. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking, we have a kid. And you barely see him in the first place. So do you think it's worth it?
Well, it doesn't seem like the kid's mom is in his life too much. So I think that when they get everything settled here, he can just bring his son here. Because that's what he also said. Like, Ella said she would be willing to be a mom to the son. So,
girl, get out of here. When he said that Ella said that, I'm not going to lie, I was like... That is such bullshit because Ella, you've never even met his kid.
Yeah, but she loves him.
How can you possibly say that you're ready to be a mom to this kid when you've never met the kid?
I mean,
unless you know, like, oh, the kids live with the grandma most of the time. Like, he'll only be with me and Johnny a few days out of the month. So I'm ready for that.
Right. I think she could be possibly ready. I feel like they don't really show them that much, though. So I'm not really sure. But I mean, if she thinks that she's ready to be a mom, I mean, he's only 5. So he's still kind of like, he's not a baby, obviously, but he's basically a baby. So that gives him time, like, to get acclimated to her. If they stay together, by the time he's a teenager, she will be his mom.
Right. We'll see.
Like, he'll be like, I came to the States when I was 5, and Ella has been my mom ever since then, type, you know?
Right. But I was kind of low-key thinking, like, is he really going to move to the States? Because right now, Johnny's parents are watching him. You know, I don't know how often he sees his mom, but with his mom be okay with him moving all the way to the States. Yeah. It's hard to say. But anyway, when Johnny gets to his parents' house, first of all, can I just say that food was looking so good?
Oh, those dumplings.
Anyway, his parents were concerned about who's going to take care of them when he comes here to America. And I'm not going to lie. At first, I was kind of like, damn, y'all are grown. Y'all can't take care of yourself. But also, I don't know the Chinese culture. And also, they're taking care of his kid. So, like, right. We need to know how you're going to be making your money over there, because we need to know who's going to be paying for the little one that you got taken care of.
Right. Well, I think, like, in that Asian culture, because I've been watching a couple shows, like reality shows with Chinese people. And I think in that culture, the parents expect you to take care of them when they get older.
Right.
So I think they are counting on Johnny to take care of them, because who the hell else is going to take care of us?
And they don't look that old. Do they need him to take care of them at the moment?
Well, it's like your parents will stop working eventually and they're still going to have to live, like eat, pay their bills and stuff. That's what the kids are for.
You know what I'm thinking about is America, where people are working until they're like 80 and shit. So that's why I'm like, oh yeah, his parents don't look that old.
Right.
Maybe you don't have to be that old in China. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I thought was weird, though, is when Johnny's mom was talking about him and his ex-wife. And basically, Johnny said that the reason why him and his ex-wife got divorced in the first place is because his parents didn't get along with her, which I think is probably more so the mom. But anyway, I'm sorry. Wait, what? Kiana, question. If your parents did not get along with your spouse, would you just divorce them? Especially if y'all have a kid together.
I'm sure that's not the only reason, but I'm also very sure that that didn't help. I mean, you gotta think about it. If your parents can't communicate with your spouse without them, like, arguing and, like, turning into this huge thing, then I definitely think that can affect the relationship, because now you're like, oh, I don't even like your mom, so I damn sure don't like you. You know? Like, ugh. I don't like your mom for bringing you into this world, so damn sure don't like your ass.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. I think that can definitely contribute to the end of a marriage, because you know how it is when you don't like somebody. It's like, you don't like them. You don't like anything they do. You don't like the way they look. You don't like the sound of them breathing. Like, you don't like anything about them.
It's funny that you say that. You know, after he has this conversation with his parents about, you know, who's going to take care of them, who's going to take care of Stoney, which is his son.
Wait, his son's name is Stoney?
Yeah.
Aww.
Isn't it cute? Johnny now says, you know, that he's a little bit concerned about going to the U.S.
Are these like American names that they came up with? Because Johnny doesn't seem like a Chinese name to me.
I have no clue.
And Stoney doesn't either. Okay.
I have no clue. But he says that he's getting nervous about moving to the U.S. because he's not going to have that high paying job that he has now. Which leads me to when we see Ella, right? There comes a point when Ella's at the gym, which we're going to talk about her being at the gym in a minute. But Ella's at the gym and Johnny messages her and says that his visa to Singapore got denied.
Mm-hmm.
And so she calls him right after that, like, hey, what's going on? But he doesn't answer. Literally right after he texts her. Do you think that Johnny has done something in his past to make him not be able to get a visa to Singapore? Or do you think that he just has maybe changed his mind about coming?
I think neither. I think it's probably like COVID related or something. They don't want people coming across the border into Singapore. And also, Singapore has very strict laws. Singapore is very strict. So I think it probably has something to do with COVID, honestly, because a lot of places stopped giving visas for certain things because of COVID, like traveling visas or whatever kind of visa he needed. They're probably not giving those visas right now. That's what I think.
I was kind of thinking that too, actually. I saw some people on Twitter saying that it was probably because he just didn't really want to come. But I think that was kind of sudden. There was no real hint that he didn't want to come.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. But I want to get back to Ella, right? Because when we first see Ella, she's on her way to the gym. Go, girl. But Ella says that she wants to lose at least 10 pounds before Johnny gets to the U.S. Mind you, Johnny is saying that he's supposed to come to the U.S. in a few weeks, right? Like, at the end of the month, which is a few weeks. So, Ella, sweetie, why did you wait till just now to try to lose some weight?
Right. Girl, I was trying to figure out, because they didn't really say the timeline, I feel like, at that point. So I was trying to figure out, like, how long until he gets here that she's trying to lose 10 pounds.
You know, but on his end, he's been saying it's that he's leaving in a few weeks at the end of the month.
Well, I know for sure he's supposed to be quarantining in Singapore for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And then come to the U.S. So at least 2 weeks, but at most, I don't know how many weeks. But, you know, for bigger people, though, it's easy for them to lose weight.
Right.
So it might be easy for her to lose 10 pounds. Because 10 pounds, like, on a bigger person, 10 pounds is not a lot.
Right. But here's the thing, though. On a bigger person, is 10 pounds going to make a difference? Ella needs to lose more than 10 pounds for Johnny to be able to see a difference. Because she said that the reason that she wants to try to lose this weight before he gets over here is because she's met someone before who hadn't seen her in person. And then when they finally did meet in person, he said that, whoa, like, you're much bigger than you looked in your pictures. So that's the whole reason why she's trying to lose these 10 pounds.
Right.
Come on, Ella. Now, you know you should have started a few months ago.
Definitely she should have started before a few weeks out. But if her goal is to lose 10 pounds, she can do that easily.
Yeah.
She probably did that on the first day. So,
girl,
there you go, Ella.
She probably.
Now what?
No, you watch too much 600 Pound Life because.
Yes, you know.
But it ain't that damn easy to lose 10 pounds. I mean, they're still going to have to work. And I think that she could easily lose it. I just don't think that 10 pounds is going to make a difference. He's either going to see her and be okay with it or not.
Right.
Well, Kiana.
What?
That's the end of our show.
Woohoo!
Or I'm sorry, that's the end of the couples. I did want to bring up a few more things because I wanted to get your opinion on them. Number one, they're coming out with a new season of Darcy and Stacey. Did you see the preview for that?
I heard the preview, but I wasn't really paying attention, so.
I wanted to see if you knew which one was Darcy and which one was Stacey.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The one that looks like a tiger is Darcy. And the one that looks a little bit softer is Stacey.
Well, okay. I was going to say, was she the one in the white or the pink? Mm. There was a time, especially like when Darcy was actually on 90 Day Fiancé, we could easily tell them apart. They looked alike, but it was still pretty easy to tell them apart. On that preview, though, I was like, oh my gosh, they both look so different. I couldn't figure out which one was which.
I could still tell them apart in the preview because Darcy looks like she had a little bit more, one more extra surgery than Stacey had. So Stacey doesn't look as harsh. And I like Darcy and Stacey, don't get me wrong, but I think Darcy has had like maybe one or two or three more surgeries on her face than Stacey.
Okay. I also wanted to mention that Annie and David and Alexi and Lauren are getting their own shows.
Girl, oh, I was like, what in the hell?
My gosh. Okay, honestly, I probably wouldn't watch Annie and David or Alexi and Lauren, but I definitely would watch Annie and David over Alexi and Lauren. I do not I'm not really fans of them. Honestly,
why?
I don't know. It's just something about Alexi and Lauren that I'm just not really a fan of.
I like Alexi and Lauren. I like his Israeli accent. But you know who I'm surprised hasn't got their own show yet? What's the girl? Her dad is like rich or whatever. They have their family company. What's her name?
Oh, the guy, the girl with,
he looks like his name to be Sergey or something.
No, he's, wait, I'm going to look it up.
Y'all know who we're talking about. And her sisters are like,
yes,
all in it. And the brother and all this other crazy stuff. I'm surprised they haven't got their own show yet. I feel like it's coming.
It's probably coming.
If the stupid family Chantel can get their own show, I know good and well.
They might have got to be stupid.
The family Chantel, okay, if you
Elizabeth, Liz and...
Yeah.
Elizabeth. Andre. Liz and Andre. Elizabeth and Andre.
Oh, yeah. Andre. Andre. I don't know how to roll my tongue. But, like I was saying, if you think... If you watch the family Chantel, please comment. Let us know on Twitter. I don't get it.
I'm
like, how did they even get their own show? They must know somebody at TLC.
I watched only a few episodes of The Family Chantel, so I don't really have an opinion on it. They weren't even in order. They were just random ass episodes.
Well, my thing is, like, they weren't even that interesting on the show to me. I feel like they must know somebody at TLC. I'm not hating. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm sure Elizabeth and Andre are going to get a show soon.
Yeah.
Not a fan of Alexi and Lauren. Sorry, not sorry. But that is the end of our episode, everyone. Don't forget to leave comments and rate us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Give us those 5 stars. You can follow us on Twitter at 90 Day Fiance WWH. And also on Instagram at 90 Day Fiance. Wait, what? We'll be back next week with another episode. We outie.
Bye.